Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the certainty of things hoped for, a proof of things not seen. For by it the people of old gained approval. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he was attested to be righteous, God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For before he was taken up, he was attested to have been pleasing to God. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world, and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he left, not knowing where he was going. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. All these died in faith, without receiving the promises, but having seen and welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and the one who had received the promises was offering up his only son. It was he to whom it was said, "Through Isaac your descendants shall be named." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each one of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention of the exodus of the sons of Israel and gave orders concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the temporary pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after the Israelites had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab did not perish along with those who were disobedient, after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, people of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts, on mountains, and sheltering in caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that, apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
Some churches celebrate their heritage of godly, faithful people on November 1st. In Hebrews chapter 11, which is called the Bible's Hall of Faith, the writer showcases people who endured faithfully, trusting in God's promises. The stories of those men and women remind those of us who are believers that walking by faith is a lifelong journey. Like them, we'll need to exercise faith again and again, even when we don't receive what was promised. We can see from their lives that faith depends not on human strength or understanding, but on God's character and faithfulness. We also learn that He provides something better. He created us, called us to relationship with Him, and lovingly guides us each step of the way. Bible stories also remind us that we're part of a larger story, one that stretches all the way back to Abraham and will continue long after we've joined the saints who've gone before us. We can be thankful that in our struggles, we don't struggle alone. We can persevere, running the race set before us, as we remember this great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. These faithful servants are reminders to depend on Jesus, who demonstrated perfect and unwavering trust in His Father. Best of all, we can celebrate that God writes us into the same story, strengthening the legacy of faithfulness we will pass to those who follow us.